rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I am your host, CenterSun21 on Twitter, and you are listening to season 2 of Center of the Sun. Thank you for listening. It's almost the new year, and this is the season finale of Center of the Sun. Thank you all for such an awesome year. I have grown so much. Like, I cannot even tell you. You all have made this a fantastic journey, honey. Please know I need to take a break, so future episodes of Center of the Sun will be just a little bit different, so bear with me. Thank you for your patience. Once I get everything produced, Center of the Sun 2019 will launch as promptly as possible. I got an email from a potential source of change for the show, and change literally and figuratively. So I have some thinking to do about the direction of the show, because I mean, how am I going to be different in this landscape of audio and podcasts, you know? So, but you know what? I'm excited about what the future holds. And are you excited? Huh? What are your plans for the new year? What are your goals and your personal projects? It's important to plan, honey. I'm obsessed with going to Staples and like buying like hella journals. So like I'm always writing and shit, and I'm buying pens and markers and stuff I really don't need, but you know, it's all right. I have like the oddest interests, but you know, I guess I just like writing, whatever. And buying unnecessary expensive pens and being 30 is fucking awesome. Oh my God. I turned 30 this year. Like, oh. Wow. This has been an awesome ride. Like, 2018. I feel like a chasm has opened up inside of me. My cup overfloweth with ideas. I want to save the world. And everyone in it. Thank God for another day. Oof, I'm happy. 2018 and the years preceding and the years to come, bless them. I saw something, or well, more so someone on Twitter comment that every year cannot be a bad year. And I was like, you know what? Because everyone, you know, they always we always focus on like, oh my God, like leaving the bullshit in the past and we're stepping into a new year. But like, every year can't be bad. And it's true. We have to start changing our perspective. Or at least let's like recognizing that like what we say dictates our surroundings sometimes. this season of Center of the Sun was the most fun I think I've had in years, like, or my entire life. I don't know what comes first. And as a kid, I grew up, you know, in the analog age. I'm 30, so I'm fortunate to have the analog age and the digital age as part of my upbringing. But I remember figuring out how to edit cassette tapes. Do you remember that little button on the bottom of a cassette tape that, like, you just, it's not really a button, it's just like a little, like, shift of this, like, piece of plastic, and then all of a sudden you could, like, record over the cassette tape. And I would create my own radio show. Like, literally, this show is a manifestation of my imagination as a kid. And I would play the different characters of my radio show. And of course, I would get interrupted by my brothers and sisters, and they would all come in and, like, whatever. But I would act like the host, the guest, the caller. I would be like, you know, yeah, I would be the applause. And the caller always won $1 million. I would always use the case of the cassette tape. You know, it was kind of like a square. And if you opened it up, you could talk into the hinge of the plastic, like a low-pass filter, you know, creating applause and everything. Fuck, I love audio. The way sound travels across the surface of my brain cells is sometimes better than any feeling I can, like, describe with words. That new edition Christmas tape, I think it was, ruined by my own ambitions. Those tapes, you know, they eventually turned into CDs. And those CDs got scratched up, and then the digital age came, and we just started stealing bits of information, like Pirate's Bounty. You remember LimeWire and Napster and all that shit? Today, the source of music is, how do I describe it? Largely unknown and disparate, I would say. We pay and they just stream it to our device, whatever. I don't even know. We don't even know what quality it is because we just use, literally, music is made to be shared through a bad quality. It's so odd. Even this podcast, yeah, I have to account for, like, people listening to it on a lo-fi device. But we pay, and then they allow us a glimpse of glamour. But thank you, Cardi B. Like, that fucking Money video. Woo, child. The artistic expression and happiness and never-ending sex. The drama, it captivates us, but it also distracts us from the political nightmare brewing in Washington, D.C. right now, Donald Trump's ass. Welcome to Center of the Sun, society. Is it intentional? That's what I'm asking. Like, I'm not even going to get on the topic because I feel like they just, you know, we're supposed to talk about it and, like, keep talking about it and making it real. I often ask my colleagues and my friends and stuff and the universe, by the way, what happened to Joanne the Scammer? He was such an interesting man. I hope he's okay. He was a perfect representation of our culture, like an obsession with an inauthentic portrayal of life. Like, we are currently perfectly content living in a fantasy, desperate and thirsty for acceptance and attention and being angry and mean and to outsiders. It's like blows my mind. But I'm Black and gay, so I'm like, that's how people have treated me, so it makes sense. People feel powerful when they do those things, and I'm like, you can do what you want, because God, I mean, like, you forget. Like, we can see and touch and smell and talk and, you know, that, you know, express ourselves, but, like, there's another side to life. And if you believe in it, you're going to have to answer. You may have to answer. I'm not going to say, because I don't believe in absolute truths, but you may have to answer. And in the event that you do have to answer, like, I'm baptized just in case I need to be. Like, I can't negate my upbringing, even though I'm kind of an asshole about it, you know, about accepting the fact that you're born into certain circumstances and you have certain things you have to do because your soul chose it. And the result sometimes is being alone and withdrawn when times are hard because you... Anyway, those are our years. Those are our years. The facade we maintain, it only falters when we hit rough patches. Those are the years that we talk about when we talk about leaving the bullshit in the past. Our survival mechanisms overpowering our coping skills, basically. That's how we're describing our year. But we're forgetting that we just can't stop reacting. We cannot conceptualize our purpose because of it. We're holding on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, mad that we have to change. Between every word is a moment of silence. On the show, we talked about various different ideas. One of those ideas is Hermetic alchemy and the Hermetic tradition that suggests that what is above is also below. How do you interpret that idea? How we think is a direct correlation to how we live, is how I interpret it. And to save the world, we have to just start thinking, period. Period. We don't think about the inherent truths of nature. We don't think about the nature of truth and our ability to create, destroy, transcend, actualize, like, anything. We don't think about it. We take it for granted. It's like we take water for granted. We just turn on the faucet and it's just there. No, bitch, like, you don't understand how complex the world is. And we have the luxury of living carefree, most of us, most times, which gives us the ability to analyze the silence between each word we say. Like, you don't understand the privilege you have. And specifically, I'm talking specifically right now to Black gay men, because a lot of people died for us to fly or walk or whatever it is. Like, we don't think about the nature of truth and our ability to create, destroy what is not serving us, transcend those things that cannot be fixed, and actualize our own reality. Close your eyes. I want you to try to visualize a world in which you are living in your most harmonious state of being. You're allowed to feel understood in this world. And I think that is where a lot of people miss out, because they never stopped or were never forced to visualize a world in which I am the center, I am the most harmonious, and I am actualizing my highest state of being. I am allowed to feel understood in my dimension. Start Start understanding yourself. It's freedom. When you do that, you start using language to express those feelings. By expressing those feelings, you allow others to experience a part of your consciousness as well. So as attention grows from others, so you create a piece of art and then you get attention from others and then your consciousness interacts with their consciousness, you begin solidifying reality and the reality of your thoughts. So think about it. We teach children music, art, dance. We sing, you know, colors, dancing, you know, all the things, sports. We don't teach them that shit because it's fun, but because it creates a new reality or it allows the same one to persist. Art is the hoisting up of new scaffolding. Imagination is catalyzed by the spirit of God, the spirit of the universe, the spirit of water, our spirit, whatever it fucking means to you. It is our connection to our higher self. Our imagination is our interpretation of parts of reality we cannot see with our eyes. I think we have to start sharing those images. Literally, the images. Mine are in the form of words. So right now, I'm talking to you, but I've conceptualized this entire episode prior to saying it. And yours literally may be in the form of pottery or like fucking customizing shoes or selling drugs. I don't judge. I don't know your purpose, but you can only find it when you let go, silence your mind, and allow your mind to wander where it needs to go. Gay Black men, we are uniquely positioned to lead this new wave of expression. And I'm going to call it a new wave. I'm the king of the new wave of expression. We already have affected culture in substantial ways. And as you can see, we've gone astray. But if we can fix our emotional states, I think we can shift this entire planet. I really do. I really honestly think it's possible. Within our generation, every subset of humanity or faction of humanity is suffering at the moment. But we're not. I'm not. But I'm seeing a lot of suffering. And I'm like, wow, I'm just over here chilling. And y'all over here really in anguish. And I don't understand why. Because I figured this shit out when I was 16. Because I had to. Because I was getting abused and bullied by people's inability to accept themselves. Doing emotional labor for people who didn't, like, who honestly, if I died, yeah, I don't know what would have happened. But with every source of like trauma, you know, we've gone through so much, but we maintain an inherent like an inherent warmth. Like our exposure to violence has, you know, considering the history of our culture, we've been exposed to relatively low levels of violence, like considering like the atom bomb and shit. And we don't feel compelled to adhere, thank God, to every fucking aspect of culture because we have ascended to freedom. And we've gotten enough, we've built a coalition with mainstream society to allow us to just fucking exist. And we've been given our space. Some of us, most of us, to be ourselves. And you can see the internet blowing up as a result. But with every aspect of human evolution, some of us have to die. Some of us had to die. And we had to learn the hard way the consequences of our fucking actions. Some of us cannot help but to lash out at each other. We are consumed with being a part of groups that only want to kill us. That's our flaw. We just want to be validated. Black gay men just want to be validated. So we create things to so people like us and validate us and value our existence. But despite the rejection on all motherfucking levels of society, we maintain this inherent warmth. It's so weird. Our souls glow and shine bright like a diamond. Black gay men are ascended men. Our social utility as beings of light is unrecognized by many, but we can show them better than we can tell them, bitch. And to do this, to be completely serious, to do this, we have to share our experiences with the world. Point blank, our thoughts are not merely puffs of electrical discharge in the form of words. Our thoughts are the seeds of reality. We truly reap what we sow. And we have to show the world the same thing. Our purpose is not to procreate necessarily. Some of us will, but enough of us just control the population. Like, that's literally what I think. By never procreating, and that's not bad. That's normal. Like, so what is our purpose? Like, straight dudes, like, your purpose might be to procreate, and that's it. Women, you know, your purpose might be, in a way, to make sure that we don't die, you know, like we don't die, like nurturing and all that shit. Like, everybody has their purpose. And the first thing you have to do in order to actualize your purpose is to fucking think about it, or like not think about it and like allow it to find you. Because for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you shut the fuck up, sound will react. In silence, you allow, you know, you clear the way for new sounds. As above, so below. Like, what goes around comes around. We are creatures trapped in a natural world that expresses duality. Oh, there's always another side of the coin. And I think of reality, like, in terms of geometry. Like, infinite fractals, but, like, when you zoom in, you can see the motherfucking foundational structure. We are just an iteration of a larger whole, God. We have to recognize that everything is a cycle. Throw your energy into that cycle. Let's create the new earth that Oprah keeps bugging me about. Well, she keeps bugging me about Weight Watchers. Oh my God, I saw like that soup in the grocery store. I might get some. Not the cauliflower weird shit, but the actual soup that looked like the vegetable soup looks really good. Anyway, we're on our way. I feel like we're on our way. 2019 is going to be a good year. What is resonating with you? I want to know what is resonating with you, and why does it resonate with you? What images are in your mind? Can you even see the images in your mind? Do you know how to visualize things? YouTube is a fountain of information. Like, just be like, how do you visualize my dreams? Like, just type it in there and just do a few exercises. Because, like, when's the last time you thought of something pleasant? Like, you intentionally thought of, like, pleasing things. And how did that thought form? How did you remember that thought? How did you express that thought? Like, this is, like, it seems weird. Like, and I'm asking weird questions because, like, we have to start focusing on questions we've never asked before. Season 3 will be focused on the same thing, like consciousness. Like, how do you use it? Right now, I think we are focused. But if we focus more, we can actually create something new and novel and completely unexpected. And I don't know what we don't know. So we have to use each other because we cannot get there alone, obviously, because we need the force of like everyone's consciousness, as many people as possible. We must show each other the contents of our brains. Division and secrecy is what is intended to keep us from ascending. We have to get the attention of those who will take our gift of art and share it with as many people as possible. Like, come on. So, I mean, I think like if you keep doing that, like from that, you can like, you have the ability to find your purpose. But we cannot do it alone. Like, that's the fucking crazy thing. Like, you can't sit in your room alone and like just make music for yourself and like never share it with the world. You have to be excited and motivated, and you have to be willing to be vulnerable. And it sucks, but you know what? Too fucking bad, because the whales are gonna die, and we gotta, you know, like the fucking the continent of Africa is literally drying up. The rainforest, they're cutting down the rainforest. We have to change like the energy of the fucking planet, and it literally starts by like our thoughts. We have to understand it. We have to. And I'm excited about the journey. I really am, but I'm kind of scared. And I don't have children, and I want them. And if I do have children, I want them to like be on the same planet that I grew up in. I wish they could like, I wish I could roll back time to the back at that like back of the like when Al Gore's ass was out here talking about the world's ending. Like, I want to go back to the Inconvenient Truth and revisit that. Anyway, nothing in this world can take your warmth or your joy. I ain't gonna let nobody steal my joy. Thank you for listening. This is the season finale of Center of the Sun. I just gave you a message from my brain, from God. I don't know, but I find that it's important. We are one. Like, unfortunately, we are one. And if you're listening to this, thank you for allowing your consciousness to experience mine. That's what it's all about. And I just want to change hearts and minds one word at a time. I love you. Thank you for listening. Oh, I wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and a New Year. Like, it is lit. Be happy. Don't let Trump bring you down. He gonna bring himself down. The devil is a liar, though, okay? So, what they tell you, just do the opposite, or just think about the opposite. When is the last time you intentionally thought about something pleasant? How did that thought form, and how did you remember that thought? Let me know in the comments. Please email me your questions, host@centersun21.com, or follow my ass on Twitter @centersun. Have a great day and night, and I will see you in the new year. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.